Smoke Radio.
Higmafy time.
So yeah.
Dan Foster's here.
Hello.
Hello. I don't know whether I'm excited or dreading this.
Well, welcome to Higmafy. This is Have I Got News For You. And what I do each week is bring you a little bit of cow news or a little bit of cow trivia. Now, John, did I ever tell you the one about the cow doing karaoke?
No.
Right, well... So, ages ago, right?
Yeah.
I'm not sure how long, but it was like Wild Western times.
Right, which is?
A while ago.
Yeah.
And, like, it was in one of these sort of farming towns things, because everybody had a farm back then.
Isn't that what Atherston is?
No, Atherston's a hatting town.
Okay.
And now it's a book town.
Carry on.
And then, yeah, so there were these two farmers, right, and they were mates. And then, like, every night at the local bar thing, they'd have, like, some woman up there singing and dancing and what have you. And one night, they could hear, like, the animals outside, like, this chicken crowing along with it. And they're like, all right, this is interesting. So they brought the chicken in, and then the chicken started going up and on stage with the woman while she was singing, and then it became, like, a bit of an act thing. And they were like,
What, she said, the chicken was singing on the
stage?
Yeah,
it was going...
What, actually blurting words out? Or was it just...
No, it was just like... But it was doing it in time with a woman. While the woman was dancing, what have you. I don't know.
It was so
some
like...
old shanty or something. I think it was more like when the music stopped, it went...
All right.
But it did, like, it knew when to do it.
Okay.
And the farmer was like, that's nothing, right? Whenever I'm whistling, when I'm milking the cows and stuff, my cow moves along with it. It was like, oh yeah. I was like, I've got to see this. So right, the next night, he brings the cow up to the bar, and like they put the cow on stage with the chicken. So the woman's like dancing around and stuff, like, and she does a song, and then the music starts, right, and they both do it at the same time, and like these two are like laughing their asses off and stuff, and they're having a really good time, and he goes, ha. Look, amusing, and that's where the word amusing has come from.
Oh! I give up. That was the worst of the bunch. You've stooped to an all-time low. Amusing isn't even the same sound as amusing.
But that's where it's where it came from. Amusing.
No,
some people say it differently. Some people say
it differently.
Well, some people like
and you
say tomato.
Slated me for it. Now you're doing it.
Some people say tomato.
Yeah, but it's amusing and amusing doesn't go at
that
all.
It was a good coincidence there that you were saying amusing because I found that out and then that's what happened.
No.
So yeah.
Why? So that was Higmafy. Can you round it up?
Yeah. Farming town, bar, chicken, cow, singing, amusing.
Thank you.